Hare Krishna. Shihuri asks a question. He says in the booklet, Chant or Chant More, I say that there's a distinction between chanting Hare Krishna while chanting Ajapa, or chanting at some other time, which is separate from our dedicated meditation. And it's offensive to be inattentive while chanting in japa. So isn't it also offensive to be to the holy name? Because obviously we're not fully attentive when we're driving a car or cooking or doing some other activities. And my answer would be no. No, we're not attentive. Why? Because that is not the expectation of the holy name from us to be fully attentive while we're driving our car. We're supposed to be attentive to driving the car. That's the main karma, or that's the main activity that we should be focusing on. However, when we're doing our japa, then that japa is a different thing. It's a dedicated time when we're not supposed to be doing anything else, when we're meant to be concentrating on our time and energy, our meditation, on the holy name. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Kirtani Yasala Hari. So we should always be chanting Hare Krishna. And we should fulfill that order of the Lord as well. Therefore, we should chant at other times, but the chanting of the other times is allowed to take a secondary role to activities that we perform. So, it's a matter of time, place, and circumstance. Something that Srila Prabhupada like to cite. And we should know that, just like, for instance, we're in an emergency situation with this coronavirus and lockdown farm over here. So it's spring, nice weather, although I hear it's going to snow in a couple of days. Nonetheless, at this time of year, we have to purchase flowers because flowers, we don't really grow that quantity of flowers here. The flowers we grow in the greenhouse are usually just arti flowers, puja flowers. So what do we do? Well, we can't bring anything in. Nothing can come in. So if nothing can come in, because we have to put everything in quarantine for 3-4 days. So if you do that with flowers, well, they're not flowers anymore by that period of time. So now we cut back on the flowers. We're very very minimalist with them. And it's okay. Krishna says that in the 11th canto, according to time, place, and circumstance, one may then adjust worship. If we did that at some other time out of laziness or just negligence, then that then becomes an offense in deity worship. So what's a offense under one circumstance is allowed in another. What's good in one circumstance is permissible, is bad in another. What one person can do is forbidden to another. So Sukadeva Goswami explains, those who are Ishwaras, they're under different types of governance, different types of rule, self-realized souls, the demigods, and so on. So, therefore, yes, Kirtaniya Sadahari, just go on chanting all the time, whatever we're doing, as much as possible. That's the best possible thing we can do. But when we're chanting japa, then there should be nothing else in our world other than the holy name. And at other times when we're doing other activities, then there can be, we can be doing other things. It is permissible. We're decorating here with gold rain. That's not being very cooperative. Right behind Damodar here. Okay. And all the best to everyone. Hare Krishna.